जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यशोदानंदन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी Rama Rama Hare Hare
ृतिशांगधन्वनं गायन माद्यम इदं तंत्र्या रमयन्ति आतुरं जगत् अहो देवर्षि धन्योऽयं यत्कीर्तिं शांगधन्वनं गायन माद्यम इदं तंत्र्या रमयति आतुरं जगत् अहो देवर्षिर्धन्योऽयं यत्कीर्तिं शांगधन्वनं गायन माद्यम इदं तंत्र्या रमयति आतुरं जगत् ृतिशांगधन्वन गायनाद्यम तंत्र्या जगत् तंत्र्या रमयति आतुरं जगत् माताजीस हरे कृष्ण अहो देवर्षि धन्योऽयं किं शांगधन्वनं गायनाद्यं इदं तंत्र्या यातुरं जगत् ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद ऑल ग्लोरी एंड सक्सेस टू श्रील नारद मुनि बिकॉज ही ग्लोरीफाइज द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड सो डूइंग ही हिमसेल्फ टेक्स प्लेजर एंड ऑल्सो एनलाइवन्स ऑल द डिस्ट्रेस्ड सोल्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद Sri Narad Muni plays on his instrument to glorify the transcendental activities of the Lord and to give relief to all miserable living entities of the universe. No one is happy here within the universe. And what is felt as happiness is Maya's illusion. The illusory energy of the Lord is so strong that even the hog who lives on filthy stool feels happy. No one can be truly happy within the material world. Srila Narad Muni, in order to enlighten the miserable inhabitants, wanders everywhere. His mission is to get them back home, back to Godhead. That is the mission of all genuine devotees of the Lord, following the footsteps of that great sage. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, sixth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva. Om Ajnanat Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Dasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvesha Kripa Sindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamineti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, welcome all of you for Srimad Bhagavatam class at ISKCON Chowpatty. So today we are reading from first canto, sixth chapter, and this is the last shloka of this chapter. Chapter is entitled Conversation Between Narad and Vyasadeva. So their conversation is getting concluded, but this conversation will further lead to many more chapters ahead in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So as we read the purport and translation, from translation there are three things that are very clear and evident. Whenever we do sincere bhajan, what is the result of that sincere bhajan? Three things are described. First of all, Narad Muni, it is said he glorifies the activities of the personality of Godhead. That means basically, one is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. That means bhajan. Our service starts. Second thing, while doing that, there are two outcomes. Number one is, and so doing he himself takes pleasure. So because our natural position is to be situated in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and his devotees. So therefore, whenever we engage in the service of the Lord, we naturally get the pleasure out of that. So this second thing happens. Therefore, in the shloka it is mentioned, the struggling in the purport Prabhupada writes, the struggling living entities, they are facing so many miseries and so many examples are given here. But if we engage, we get that happiness. First outcome. Second outcome is, and also enlivens all the distressed souls of the universe. That means, when we do our bhajan, not only we get benefited, but others, those who get to, you know, participate in this activity. For example, we are, you know, chanting some mantras or having some kirtan or classes. So we ourselves are engaged. At the same time, other those who are hearing, they also get benefited. So that's how, whenever we do sincere bhajan, these three things happen. First of all, we get engaged. Second, we get the, you know, the thing which we are searching here. Everybody is searching for the happiness. That happiness is, you know, easily obtained if it is done sincerely. And the third thing is, preaching happens. If you see in the 10th canto, there is pastime of Nanda Maharaj. He was saved from one serpent. So the story there, you can read later on. But similar verse appears there, when that Vidyadhar, Sudarshan, he was rescued from the curse by some sages. He was proud of his duty as Vidyadhar. So therefore he, you know, made fun of some sages. And they cursed him to become the serpent. And when that serpent was swallowing Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna came and touched with his lotus feet, immediately he got transformed into Vidyadhar. And then he, you know, tells Krishna, he says that, Tam tvaham bhava bhitanam prapannam bhayapaham apurucche shapa nirmukta padas parashad amivahan. He says that, my dear Lord, you destroy all fear for those who fearing this material world take shelter of you. So if we are fearing material world and if we take shelter of the Lord, this is the right place to take the shelter, then we get relief from that fear. And then he says, Brahma dandath vimuktaham. I am now relieved of the curse of the Brahmanas. And then he says, Sadyate achyuta darshanad, by your darshan. He says that, Yannama gruhan akhilan shrotun atmanevacha. Shrotun means hearers. He says that those who hear your name, you know, they get benefited along with the person who is chanting. So if this is the potency of your name, what to speak about, you know, about you personally coming and touching. So this is the effect of sincere, you know, devotional service whenever we perform. And Bhagavatam also concludes with the same, you know, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranama Dukkha Shamanam Tam Namami Harimparam. That I offer my obeisances to that Lord, you know, by whose glorification and offering obeisances, it removes all our sins. It is not so easy to remove our sins and our past samskaras. But if we, you know, make some proper intelligent choice and decide to take shelter of the Lord, then we are easily relieved. Our Anand Kesha Prabhu in Govinda restaurant, he was one time telling me here in while taking darshan, that in Udupi, there are two oceans. So I asked, which two oceans? There is only one ocean, Arabian Sea. He said, no, there are two. The one is physical ocean, which is there. And the other one is ocean of Krishna's mercy. So we also have here ocean, Chopati. So here also we have two oceans. One is the ocean of mercy of Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. And the other is, of course, the physical ocean is there. And his ocean is so vast and so deep. And it can accommodate entire world, entire universe, entire material creation. I mean, in his mercy. Sometimes if you want to give mercy to someone, so how many people we can, you know, take care? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever is our limited capacity. But Krishna has got unlimited capacity, provided we take shelter of the Krishna. So this is the thing, that we have to take shelter of Krishna and thus get relieved of the suffering, which is mentioned here in this shloka. I'll read something from Prabhupada's notes. Regarding the suffering, he writes one, you know, these small books, these Prabhupada's small books are so powerful. Recently I made one small habit of reading them every day, at least 10-15 minutes. I mean, throughout the day we may read so many things for preparation and as per our sadhana and this and that, but I thought before sleeping, let's read at least one page, two page, whatever is possible. So, one of the passage I am reading from there, this is Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, this is page number 9. And you can refer later on if you like. Prabhupada writes that we have been suffering from the beginning of our birth. When as a baby, we were tightly placed for 9 months in the womb of a mother. Now, we may not have realized that. Mother realizes, or mother who is taking care of the baby, she will realize. Baby doesn't realize. Now, therefore, you may say, I didn't, you know, realize that. Then Prabhupada said, after birth, what happens? After birth, suffering continues. Although a mother may take much care for a child, the baby still cries. This is the experience of, at least for those who are raising the babies. Now, we may not have that experience for brahmacharis, but then we have experience of, you know, taking care of your counselees or whatever. Anybody who is not grown psychologically is a baby only. If somebody has just grown physically, that doesn't make, you know, him adult. So we all are not grown up psychologically. How to deal with the world, how to deal with our anarthas. And then Prabhupada says that, why baby cries? Because he is suffering. Either a bug is biting, or there is a pain in the stomach, or some other malady. Now we cannot understand what's happening with the baby. But that goes on suffering. Whatever the case, the suffering goes on. And then Prabhupada says the child also suffers when he is forced to go to the school. This is the experience of all of us. Prabhupada writes that, you know, he doesn't want to, the child does not want to study. He just wants to play. But the teacher gives him task anyway. Now, during lockdown, there may be some different experience because of different circumstances. But in a regular day-to-day basis, we get this experience. And then Prabhupada says, if we carefully analyze our lives, we will find that they are full of suffering. And generally speaking, conditioned souls are not very intelligent. And therefore, they go on suffering without inquiring why. We should understand, however, that this suffering is there and there is a remedy, we must take advantage of it. And what is the remedy? Remedy is to take the shelter of the Lord. Right? So, in that line, it is very clear that we have to perform our bhajan. But then to perform bhajan is very difficult. Why it is so difficult? There is one, you know, bhajan in the Marwadi, you know, Sampradaya or Marwadi Samaj in the Rajasthan. They call it as Chetavani Bhajan. And bhajan ka naam bhi aisa hai, Chetavani. Chetavani means it will alarm you, alert you. So this is one of the bhajan. I will read some stanzas and then we can discuss few points on that based on this purport and this bhajan. It's a very nice bhajan. Many of you may have heard it, but I'll just repeat some lines.
क्या लेके आया बंदे क्या लेके जाएगा क्या लेके आया बंदे क्या लेके जाएगा दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला दो दिन की जिंदगी है दो दिन का मेला.
So this first line only gives the clear indication that when we are born with our closed fist. Small babies, we have seen. At least I raised my, you know, in, during my you know, days when I used to stay in the home. And when I was a child, my younger sister, she was born. And then small baby, I used to take care of, like that baby, small baby. They always keep sucking their toe, you know, thumb. And their fist is always tightly closed. So when we are born, our fist is closed. And when we die, it is open. But either closed or open, there is nothing. Except for our bhagya rekhas and whatever they say, samskaras or karma we accumulate. And of course, it is not that we should not accumulate property or we should not have good job, good finance, everything we should have. But then, this bhajan says that it should not become a disease. Paisa kamane ka kahin bimari nahi banna chahiye. There are many diseases. Pancha Pandav Prabhu used to say in our bus party that is duniya mein sabse bada bimari na cancer hai, na AIDS hai, na diabetes hai, na malaria hai. Sabse bada bimari hai mansik tanav. Bus parties. I remember still those lines. And yes, it is a fact that diseases of the mind are the most, you know, difficult to deal. Because there is no medicine available till now, at least in the modern, you know, medical science. That medicine is only available with Krishna. Because nobody knows how to deal with the subtle matter. We may have, you know, invented so many techniques and medicines for this gross body, but for subtle body there is no medicine. And therefore, it is important that we should accumulate, and we may accumulate, we should have a nice, you know, to-do family and everything. But then this should not become the disease for us that we are unnecessarily running after that. Therefore, Bhagavatam also says, Kamasya Nindriya Priti Labhu Jivita Yavata Jivasa Tattva Jigyasa Nartho Yashya Karmabhi. That whatever is required for the self-preservation. Because see, ultimately, we are all for some time here in this world. So whatever is necessary, you do it. And rest of the time, you engage in your original constitutional activity. That is serving their lordships. And Bhagavad Gita also mentions, if that is not the position, and if you are attached, Bhagavad Gita says, Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Aparatam Chetasam. Aparatam means basically to kidnap. So if we are attached to Aishwarya and Bhog of this world, whatever is necessary, you can accumulate Aishwarya and Bhog. But beyond that, if you are attached, then it will kidnap our consciousness. Prasaktanam means strongly attached. And Aparatam means it kidnaps. So if it gets kidnapped, then it is not available for Krishna. It is not available for serving the devotees. In the third canto, Kapil Dev also says to Devahuti that Kalasya Chavyakta Gateryo Antardhavati Jantushu. Cha avyakta. Avyakta means the moment of which is imperceptible. We don't realize. That's why it is said, do din ka mela. Why it is said? Samajh mein nahi aata, kaise time chala gaya? Whole life is gone. And at the end, we are, you know, bedridden on the, with, you know, so many doctors and nurses around us. And we are thinking, where I will be going now? Because full life we did not do bhajan properly. And the consequences we have to bear at the end. But in any case, so this is the thing, that it should not become the disease. And because we are here for some time, we should not take it so much seriously. Actually, our home is something else. We should take care to go there. That's why this bhajan in the next line, he says,
इस जगत सराहे में मुसाफिर रहना दो दिन का इस जगत सराहे में मुसाफिर रहना दो दिन का क्यों वृथा करे गुमान मूर्ख इस धन और जोबन का क्यों वृथा करे गुमान मूर्ख इस धन और जोबन का नहीं है भरोसा पल का नहीं है भरोसा पल का यूं ही मर जाएगा
यूं ही मर जाएगा, दो दिन की जिंदगी है, दो दिन का मेला, दो दिन की जिंदगी है, दो दिन का मेला। इट सेज जगत सराय, सराय मीन्स बेसिकली सम प्लेस, धर्मशाला, समथिंग लाइक दैट। हियर वी आर जस्ट मुसाफिर, जस्ट ट्रैवलिंग फॉर सम टाइम। एंड प्रभुपाद इन वन हिंदी लेक्चर राइट्स वेरी नाइसली अबाउट द धर्मशाला। ही सेज दैट हम लोग यहां रहने के लिए दो तीन चार दिन आते हैं। इट इज सो इम्परसेप्टिबल, वी विल नॉट रियलाइज दो दिन कैसे खत्म हो गया। दैट्स व्हाई इट इज सेड। एंड देन ही सेड ब्रह्मा जी मिलियन ईयर्स के लिए आता है। ब्रह्मा जी कम्स फ्रॉम मिलियंस ऑफ ईयर्स, और वो जाते भी हैं, तो हम लोग आते हैं जाते हैं, तो सिर्फ आने जाने से ये हमारा हो गया क्या? तो क्या ये ब्रह्मा जी का हो गया, हमारा हो गया? धर्मशाला में लोग आते हैं, दो चार दिन रहते हैं, फिर चला गया, धर्मशाला हमारा हो गया? ये सबके मालिक भगवान है, बाकी सब भ्रम। इसलिए ईशावाश्यम इदम सर्वम, सब कुछ भगवान का है, ये सेंस जगाना चाहिए। तो ये सब हमारे शास्त्र में है, लेकिन हम लोग पढ़ते नहीं। प्रभुपाद इन वन हिंदी लेक्चर सेज इतना बेवकूफ हो गया, गधा हो गया, ये सब शास्त्र किसके लिए बनाया है, लेकिन पढ़ता ही नहीं है। वी डोंट रीड ओनली। एंड इफ यू गो टू द भगवद गीता 18 चैप्टर, दैट वर्स इज देयर, ईश्वर सर्वभूतानाम उद्देश्य अर्जुन तिष्ठति भामयान सर्वभूतानि यंत्रारूढानि मायया। दैट वर्स ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब्स दैट भामयान, भामयान मीन्स वी आर मूविंग अराउंड इन दिस वर्ल्ड। देयर इज वन थिंग अबाउट यू नो भामयान, एंड अदर थिंग इज वॉन्ट यू नो ट्रेवलिंग। Brahmayan means just to move around without any aim. That is called Brahmayan. And traveling means with some purpose. So the living entity in this world is traveling without any purpose. Though he knows the purpose, but he is not able to understand where he will, you know, get his desired object. It is said that living entity is the victim of his circumstances. We all are born into particular circumstances. And then that circumstance force, you know, some desire or inject some desires within us. And based on those desires, we want to enjoy something. In the same shloka, I was hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita's lectures. He was telling that a person who is born in the Punjabi family likes paratha. A person who is born in the South Indian family likes dosa. Person who is born in the Maharashtrian family likes bhakri. And chapati also. And the person who is born in the Western, he likes pizza. And the one who is born in Mumbai, he likes everything. Pura identity crisis ho gaya. Because he doesn't understand cosmopolitan culture. So, main Punjabi hoon, Bengali hoon, Odia hoon, kya hoon main? So, this is what happens to the living entity. He is, you know, an act in the modern time, because of so much of propaganda of the social media and this and that, we are, you know, forced to get exposed to so many things on daily basis which are not really required for us. And then those desires, they are injected within us, and then we desire something which we never thought in our childhood, that I would like to have this or that. And this is all these things, based on that he desires to enjoy, but actually this is not intrinsic to his nature. This is not his nature. And then that shloka further says, yantra rudhani. Yantra rudhani means the yantra. This body is a yantra actually. This universe is a big yantra. And this body is a small yantra. But everything is yantra. Just like any car, vehicle, this harmonium or this mic, everything is a yantra. They work on particular principle, and then you can, you know, get whatever things you can get done with that. But this yantra of this human body has something different. It is said that, you know, there was an experiment, Chaitanya Charitamrita was sharing that, that one Nobel laureate scientist, they conducted one experiment on that, how the body functions. So one person was lying down on the bed, and then on that person's brain, on the head, they applied some, you know, probes and senses and everything. And they activated a part of the body which is responsible for lifting your hand. They pressed that button and went up. And then the whoever was conducting experiment, he asked the patient, who raised the hand? He said, I did not raise the hand. Then, you know, he just removed that, switch off. And then again hand went down. He asked, who, you know, lifted hand down? He said, I did not do. This was one experiment. And the second experiment, then they asked the patient, now you lift your hand. He lifted the hand. And then the doctor asked, who lift the hand? He said, I. He said, put it down. Then he said, who did that? I kept it down. So in the first case, it was scientist who was pressing the button and it was switched on or switched off. But in the second case, who was doing that? That answer is not there. Therefore, they say it is, you know, something they say that this body, it has a brain. Brain is like a computer. But the operator of the computer is not within body, outside body. Because there is a material nature, that is Prakriti, there is a Jiva, and there is a Ishwar. Living entity desires, and Lord, when he sanctions, then material energy executes that. So that answer is not there with them. They don't know who is doing that. And we also don't understand many of the time, or rather we don't realize, we have heard this many times. Therefore, if you see in the 15th chapter of the Gita, these four shlokas from 12 to 15, Krishna describes in these four shlokas everything. That sab kuch main hi deta ho tumko, tum bhikari ho. You are beggar. Without me, you cannot do anything. In the first shloka, this 12th shloka, he says, yada aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam. Yat chandramasi yat chagano tat tejo viddhi mahamakam. He says that the moon, sun and fire, these three things which are absolutely required for human sustenance. Without sun, without fire and without moon, we can't do anything else. So this is first, cosmological arrangement for the universe. Second, in the 13th shloka, he says, Gama vishyasa bhutani dharayamiham ojasa pushnami chaushadi sarva somo bhutva rasatmaka. He says that I enter into each planet and then that planet can float in the air. That's how I maintain them in their particular orbit. Not too close or not too far from the sun. If the earth glows too close, then we'll all get burned. If it is too far, we don't get sufficient light. Perfectly arranged. So this is terrestrial arrangement on the earth. Now he gave, you know, this cosmological arrangement, sun, moon and everything. And then secondly, he is holding the earth also. Also, he is maintaining the juice or, you know, taste in the vegetables. The vegetables, they are tasty because moonlight. Otherwise, they will not become tasty. There is one saying in the English, birds search for the grain, but God provides the rain. I mean, it is essential and necessary for the birds to search the grain. Without his searching, he will not get it. But then without rain, there will be no grains. Therefore, it, you know, establishes the absolute dependence on the Lord. So this is, you know, at the level of earth. And then he says, even if you get your food and, you know, cook it with the fire, which is already given by the Lord, but still the process of digestion is done by me only. So we don't realize that. We realize only when our stomach is upset. And then we understand, okay, something more is required for this food to process. Aham vaishva naro bhutva praninam deham ashritam pranapana samayuktam pachami annam chaturvidam. He says that this bodily level, you know, mechanism is also done by me. Now this is at the cosmological, terrestrial, bodily level. Then he says at the spiritual level. He says this, you know, beautiful shloka. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti dhyanam apohanam cha. Vedesha sarver ahameva vedyo vedantukrut veda videva chaham. That I only give intelligence. Even if you want to forget something, or even you want to remember something, I only give. And this experience we will have. Sometimes we want to sleep. We don't get sleep. Ask those people, those who don't get sleep. they will say, yes, there is someone responsible for that. And then, you know, sometimes we may say that, suppose student goes to the, you know, exam, and he completely forgets everything, whatever he has, you know, learned or heard. And then he says, Krishna is responsible for not giving me remembrance, because it is said in the Gita that I give the remembrance. Is it something like that? Not like that. So there are two terms. One is a responsive, other is a responsible. Krishna is responsive to our response. If we want to remember Krishna, Krishna responds to our desires. Even if you want to forget Krishna, he also responds. But if you want to remember, he responds even more, you know, vigorously. So therefore, we are able to respond. And if we choose that properly, then we can have different direction of the life. And if we don't choose, we go to something different direction. That's why here in this, you know, bhajan stanza, it is said, Kyu vritha kare guman? Guman means pride. Then why you are unnecessarily proud of your things? Is dhan or jovan kan? Dhan means the property we have, and yovan means the body, beauty, whatever we have. Why unnecessarily we are proud of that? This pride is the one thing that, you know, is the great obstacle in our bhajan. Therefore, Kunti Maharani also says, Janma Eshwara Shutra Shribir Edham Madam Puman Nevar Harti Vidham Datu Tai Vai Tvama Kanchana Gochara. That these four things, you know, if we are intoxicated with these four things, we cannot feelingly call the Lord. We may call the Lord, we are calling every day, but that quality will not be there. And our spiritual progress depends on the quality. Quantity also should be there. Prabhupada has given 16 rounds. You may chant more than that, but first priority should be quality. And then further, in this bhajan, they says,
Wo kahan gaye balwan, jinki dharti tolaniya, jinki padti dhak, nahi koi shame bolaniya.
Dhak matlab darara, terror. Say that, where are those people who used to wander, you know, to the entire globe with big pride? Just like Hitler was there, he used to say, Germany means Hitler. But then, Germany is still there, Hitler is nowhere. Similarly, we may now think, this is because of me, this is mine, this is mera hai. But we all will go away, and things will remain as it is there. Therefore, in the ninth canto, this amazing pastime is there. Sometimes difficult to understand the Bhagavatam. We may see, Bhagavatam is pure glorification of Krishna, then why such pastimes are there? In the ninth canto, this pastime of story of Soma comes, who steals the wife of Brihaspati. Soma, Chandra, he did the Rajasuya Yagya. Rajasuya Yagya means you have to conquer all directions. That means now you are Digvijaya, nobody is there to conquer you. And because of that, he becomes so proud. Whenever we become proud, we think that whatever best in this world is mine. Mera hai. Mere ko milna chahiye. Now, actually we may not be qualified, but we may imagine I am having this thing or that and we get proud. So actually Soma is not the proprietor of everything. It's Krishna. But then he becomes proud and he kidnaps wife of his own spiritual master. Just imagine. To such a level we can go. Is more than, you know, beyond this illicit sex and intoxicating, physical intoxication or drugs. This intoxication is something which is troubling not only materialistic people, but also great, great yogis, spiritualists, for a long time. And I was hearing this Maharaj lecture on the same section. Maharaj was saying that whenever there is pride, there is a, you know, birth of envy. Because of pride, we have envy. Maharaj says that from pride, envy is born. When we are humble, we have nothing to be proud of. You don't think you deserve anything. You think everyone is better than you. And when we are proud, we think, why that person has that thing? Why not me? This person is getting respect, wealth, why not me? And you can't tolerate, we can't tolerate that. And then, this is the situation where we don't really understand whom the things belong. In another book, Matchless Gift Shop, not gift shop, sorry. Always it comes at Matchless gift shop because we used to, you know, give books to, from book go down to Matchless gift. But this, in this book, in one chapter, Prabhupada writes, page number 56. You know, maybe the newer edition may have some different page, but more or less nearby. Two, three pages below and ahead. Prabhupada writes that this chapter's title is Learning Tapasya, Self-Control. Prabhupada writes, we cannot artificially produce the wood. Before that he says that if we want to construct something, we need some material, construction material, right? Anything we want to develop, we need some material in this world, resources. So he says that we cannot artificially produce the wood. It is God's property. We cannot produce the metal. We must take it from the mine, which is also God's property. The earth and the bricks, which are made from it, are also God's property. We may say, "Arey, Bhagwan ka hai to kya hua? Maine mehnat kiya na. I labored for that. It's a hard work. You know, to convert mud into brick. It requires hard work, labor, intelligence, everything." And Prabhupada says, but that we simply, that labor is also not our labor, Prabhupada says. We simply give our labor, but that labor is also God's property. Now you may say, kaisa? Maine to maine kiya. And Prabhupada further says, we work with our hands, but they are not our hands. These are not our hands. I am speaking, this is not my voice, actually. It is mine, but it is not mine. It's not my energy, not my shakti. But God's. And when we can realize that, it's such a brilliant, you know, this. I was reading this in the late in the night, around 10:30, 11 o'clock. For half an hour I was pondering on that. Prabhupada's genius, I mean, to present the things, you know, that just by reading these 4 or 5 lines, he will be convinced that there is someone beyond me who is, you know, controlling everything and giving me. He said that for when the power to use the hands is withdrawn by God, the hands become useless. This is our experience. Now we may think, mera awaaz hai, my property, my intelligence. But when Krishna wants and he takes it away, we say, de do wapas. Please give me. We beg for that. So we should not go to that level to get the realization of all these things. Better we, you know, before only we understand this and come to the, you know, right constitutional position. When I was reading this, just after 3 or 4 days, I got a small glimpse of this, you know, realization. I was taking some classes on nectar of instruction, and I was supposed to speak on the 4th verse. I thought, actually, I was supposed to speak on the 3rd verse. I completely prepared for the 4th verse, and I started the class. And then 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it went on. After 10 minutes, one of the students said, "Prabhuji, you are supposed to speak on the 3rd verse." Then I thought, really? 3rd verse? For 2-3 minutes? Completely, you know, confused what to do now. Because, of course, I knew the background. But then we have, because these Bhakti Chastra classes, they are supposed to be little, you know, with, you know, purport and some Shastri quotations and this. We cannot speak, you know, like any other class. So then for a few minutes, I was just praying to Krishna. Let me remember what I have, you know, heard and studied. Then gradually, the student also could realize that Prabhuji, dusra kuch padhai karke aa gaye. But then slowly, slowly, after 10, 15, 20 minutes, and thanks to the Maharaj classes, I was hearing Maharaj classes on this Maharaj radio, that it's so nice, there's so many lectures nicely, you know, sequenced. So because of the habit, some, you know, portion I used to hear while bathing and washing and this and that. So I could just repeat from that, related to that purport. And for 10-15 minutes, I revived. Okay, this I'm supposed to say, and this is the, you know, quotation for that. I could realize that for some time. So this is how we'll realize gradually. And in the same, you know, that Soma pastime Maharaj, later on he used, you know, very powerful formula. He says that how communities are destroyed. Now we may say communities are, or whenever, or how the spiritual life gets destroyed. Now these things are there, pride and not having proper sadhana. Maharaj says that although we are learning highest philosophy scrutinizingly on day-to-day basis. We are hearing every day. Dedicated to propagating the mission of Mahaprabhu. But if we don't try diligently to become humble and purified of our false pride, then pride will creep in our system. And then he says, very interesting, that Prabhupada used to say that Maya's, you know, our movement, you know, cannot collapse because of outsider invaders. And outside people, they may attack, but that will make us only strong because, you know, we'll unitedly fight with that. But our movement will collapse when there is a fight inside. And Maharaj said that inside means within the mind, Maya will slowly come at subtle level. He says that when she drops the seeds of jealousy, that creates sense of pride and competition on worldly level for land, control, influence, money, support. So we start spreading lying propaganda against each other. Ultimately it becomes fight, war, struggle of power. And in order to deal with that struggle of power, there has to be some diplomacy. Without diplomacy, you cannot, I mean, in the material world, difficult to maintain. Then politics, and then nobody knows what is true, what is wrong. Difficult to differentiate. That's how Maharaj said that communities, I mean, over a period of centuries, different religious sects and different, you know, spiritual movements, they collapsed because of that. And he says that, you know, the mission is crippled because it's love and, this is the main punchline. He says that because it's love and trust among devotees that attracts the empowerment of the Lord. It is not our individual empowerment. I mean, we may have, that is all right, but actual empowerment is because of the people, that's the Sankirtan movement. Whenever we do together, we are, you know, united. There, Lord showers His mercy. So we have to be extremely cautious whenever such lying propaganda, criticism of devotees, seed of envy is there, we have to remove that. Now, Maharaj also gives a solution for that. What is the solution? Now you may say, okay, achha sadhana karo. Maharaj says, yes, it's mandatory, we have to have good sadhana. Without good sadhana, we'll be, you know, easily swept away by the maya. But along with that, Maharaj says, even if you have good sadhana, that sadhana can also make us proud. Because maya is so subtle. Very, you know, difficult to surpass. That's why, you know, Daivyeshi Gunamai Mama Maya Durattaya. Durattaya means difficult. It's a Durga. Gita 18.58, Krishna says, Machitta Sarva Durgani Mat Prasada Tarishasi. By my prasad, my mercy, you will cross over. And mercy will come whenever we are, you know, sincere and dedicated in serving the devotee. That's why Maharaj says second formula. First is good sadhana, but then he says along with that, for the pride to not come up, we should develop the service attitude to the devotees. So if you have good, you know, service to the devotees, then that service attitude will always keep us humble. We will not then unnecessarily demand. Last time Maharaj was giving lecture and he was saying that Vaishnava means he always accepts misery. He doesn't think that I am qualified, I deserve. Even if you deserve, Krishna knows that. And if you want, he will fulfill. For Prabhupada, he arranged, you know, not India, not Jhansi, then even to the New York, not to the elite class, then through hippies. Somehow or other he will, you know, bring out your desired, you know, if it is in the service of the Lord. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also says, Chhadiye Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paye Chidev. Without serving devotees, we cannot, you know, go to the spiritual world. And Maharaj says, if we cultivate that attitude, he says that if you cultivate, we should cultivate that more than anything else, humble service to Vaishnavas. It's when we accept humble service to Vaishnavas, give all credits to them, expect none in return. It's austerity, definitely. Then we will be protected and the Maya will be helpless. And then the last few, I know, 4 or 5 days back, some class was discussed that Prabhupada Sarvesh Thakur's shloka, Durdande, you know, Indriya Sarpa Kala Patali, that senses without the teeth, poisonous teeth. So Maharaj says, then Maya becomes something like, you know, serpent without the poisonous teeth, if we have this attitude of selfless service to the devotees. And then in such attitude, if you serve, then empowerment is there, then the movement can prosper. We will, you know, personally will prosper, along with that movement will also prosper. And therefore, we should have faith on the Lord, and have, you know, believe that if Krishna, we all know Krishna knows everything. Sarvasya Chaham Ravi Sandhari. He knows everything. He knows what's happening within your mind right now. What's happening within my mind right now. He understands. And he accordingly, you know, arranges. So there is one story. You may have heard that story, but I will just repeat it here. At one time, one, you know, sweeper in the temple, he was taking darshan of the deities and he thought that, Lord, you are getting tired every day, standing all the time. Better you take rest one day. I'll come in your position. Then that Lord says, okay, but only one condition. Whoever comes, whatever he says, and whatever thoughts he may have, you should not say anything. Just stand there, smile and give blessings. That's a difficult job. To smile all day and whoever doing whatever, just give blessings. Then they extend the role. The sweeper, you know, gets onto the altar. I mean, sometimes Radha Gopinath ji, we may say something that, but then hear the, you know, some part ahead what happens. Then that person goes to the, you know, altar and he stands. He replaces the Lord and Lord takes, you know, rest. That day, one person comes. First, I mean, daily we have so many visitors. Different people, they come with different thoughts and desires. Somebody comes crying, somebody comes laughing. Somebody comes asking something. So many desires. Krishna has to reciprocate. Prabhupada in one lecture says, "Kisi ke ghar mein chor aata hai, to malik soch raha hai, mere ghar mein chor nahi aana chahiye Bhagwan." And the chor is thinking, my dear Lord, let me steal today. So Krishna is in confusion. What to do now? Based on the desire of either the thief or the, you know, owner of the house, how strong is desire? Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. So then one person comes, first of all, one businessman comes. And he gives some, you know, Lakshmi in donation and says to Krishna, "Krishna, you take care, my business will prosper." And then he prays, and while going, his batwa, he leaves behind by mistake. Then another person comes, poor man, and he offers one single coin. He says that, "My dear Lord, this is the only thing I have. I want to give you. And there are some problems in my family. Please take care, whatever you feel best." He's a sincere devotee. And then, while praying that, he sees, there is batwa. Hare Krishna reciprocated. Thank you, Krishna. So, he takes that, and then he goes away. Then third person comes, sailor. And he is praying to the Lord. "Today I am going on a difficult journey. Please protect me." And then at that time, that businessman comes with the police. "Mera batwa gir gaya tha. Dekho chor. Pakdo isko." Because that person was there, they immediately, you know, catch him. Now this person who is standing as a deity, he is thinking from beginning only, "I should say something. He is tempted, but because Lord said that, "You don't say anything, have faith on me, have faith on my plans." Then that person is caught, that sailor, and that businessman also thanks him. But then that deity, you know, that person who was acting as a deity, he says, no, wait. I'll tell you the whole story. Actually, your batwa is taken by that poor guy. And then they, you know, bring him. The batwa is given to that owner, the businessman. And that poor man, he goes away. And during night, when Lord, you know, that person meets the Lord. Lord says, "Ho gaya aaj ka? Okay, now let me come." And you come out. And then he gives the report. And that person thinks, "Bahut upkar kiya maine aaj. I did, you know, good justice. I did this, you know," mentioned the whole thing. And the Lord says, "You are stupid. You are fool. I told you, don't say anything. Have faith on me. Whatever I do is best for everything." He says that that person, that businessman, whatever money he was giving, actually it was all black. He wanted to give something, but actually while donating he gave very less. And purposefully, "I only arrange his batwa to, you know, fall down." And then from that batwa, I wanted that money to be given to that poor man, because that person is going to use that in the service of the Lord. And at the same time, that businessman's karma will get, you know, reduced. And what about that sailor? That sailor is about to face a great disaster on the, you know, ship. I wanted to save him. In the prison house, he could have been saved. But aapne sab chaupat kar diya. So this is one just story, but you can relate to this in our day-to-day life, that how in our struggle, you know, for existence or for our spiritual sadhana, whatever, we may sometimes become very restless, thinking that the Lord is really not taking my care, and you know, He's, you know, not giving me the facilities or whatever. Therefore, at the end of this bhajan, this says, "Bhavasagar se tarle bande, Hari gun gaile." If you want to cross over this ocean, chant the names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says that, gaile Harinam. And not only gaile Harinam, but do Vaishnava Seva also. And if you do like that, as we move ahead, you know, Chaitanya Prabhu gave this four, you know, progression level in our journey towards the spiritual world. He said that at the beginning, whenever we come to spirituality, we are helplessly failure. In the beginning days, if you remember, it was so difficult to give up the tea, coffee and all those things. Right? But then he says the second level, then we struggle. We say, no Krishna, I want to, you know, serve you, I want to develop devotion for you. Then we say no, but then we still succumb to that. So this is second level, struggle and failure. First is struggle, helpless failure. Second is struggle, but there is still failure. But then third stage, as we move ahead, you know, we kind of come to the Madhya Madhikari stage. He says that when he realizes that it's not, you know, on my own, I cannot, you know, advance. I have to seek the help. Then he does the three things. He takes inspiration from the scriptures, first thing. Second, he prays to the Lord. Third thing, he associates with the devotees and serves them. By these three things, then he advances. And then gradually, eventually it becomes an effortless success. After that also, if we are not careful, and you know, as the pastime says, if we become proud of our things, then we become, you know, even sometimes we can become proud of our religiosity also. And one other lecture, Maharaj was saying the story of, you know, that from Bible he was quoting, story of Job. That one person, he, you know, Satan goes to the God and God says, Satan says, see, your devotee is so nice. I don't think he's so nice. God says, he's nice. Okay, let me test him. So he goes and he destroys all his property, you know, burns his home, everything. Then he comes to the God, says, but till that person is firmly fixed in devotional service. He says, Satan goes to that person, says, are you okay? He says, yes, yes, I'm okay. I'm a devotee of the Lord. And then Satan goes to the God and God says, see your devotee. Is it still comfortable? God says, yes, why not? But then that person says that, see, it is one thing that your possession is gone, but what about his body? Let me test him. Then he comes, and then this time he gets, you know, horrible boils on his body for so many days. That time he loses his patience. He says, and all his friends, they say, you are sinful. Because you are sinful, and because of that, you are getting this. He said, no, I am not sinful. I am doing so much bhakti, so much japa every day. I am worshipping the deity, chanting, reading. Why this is happening to me? Then Krishna, God, he comes and chastises him severely. He says that you nonsense, you foolish, you stupid, what do you think? You know everything about you. You know about your past life. You know about your, you know, whatever you did in the previous, you know, janma. You don't know. And then he becomes humble. That in that section, Maharaj says that to become proud of our religiosity is also a sin. Actually, it's a great sin, because from that only all, you know, other anarthas, they start coming up. So therefore, if we cultivate this thing, you know, then only we can have good bhajan. And if we do good bhajan, with that, these three things will happen, as we, you know, discussed in the beginning of the class. We will get engaged in the devotional service. We will ourselves become very happy, and we can benefit the people. And one Hindi lecture, Prabhupada says that, jisne theek se suna hai, wahi theek se prachar kar sakta hai. See, when we become happy, then only we, and if we share that ecstasy with others, that's actually preaching. I mean, Prabhupada has given us as a sadhana also, whenever we preach, there is sadhana. But then next level would be, practice ourselves nicely, and then we practice, we become happy, and then we like to share, definitely. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Vancha kalpataru vishya kripa sindhuve ucha patitanam pavanipe vaishnave venama nama. Ananta koti vaishna vrinda ki jaya.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 राम।